One.
Channel one over. Channel one over. And this is Mamu's part. Mamu and Miss Daisy this time. A continuation of the talk on Tuesday morning, 9th of February, 1971. This is channel one over. Channel one over. And this is Mamu's part of the talk with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, 9th of February, 1971. Channel one over. Channel one over. And Mamu's part of the talk with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, 9th of February, 1971.
Off with it. Ooh, or you can scrape up your dishes where it scratched, your eggs are stuck or something like that.
Yeah.
And you scrub it and use it. It's a nylon puff. Mm-hmm. And I gave all of my people that was at my birthday the other day party, I gave them one.
What, you had a party?
Well, they had a lady in town had a party for me, my birthday. And so I gave all of them one. Mm-hmm. And then for Christmas, I gave my church friends, some old friends I have at church, I gave them all one, too, for my Christmas.
Well, you just work
on
them.
I just make them
all the time.
Yeah, I have to do something.
That's right.
Don't we have to do something?
That's right.
Yes, we do.
I never could do this.
You couldn't do that.
No.
Well, it's not hard.
Well,
you can
not
get out
when
the,
you know.
Yeah, not when you know.
Mm-hmm.
When we were growing up and all, I was just thinking about this cold morning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a girl, I remember getting up and going out and milking.
Oh, yes. You get cold sometime.
Oh, my, don't you think that was the coldest thing to do?
It was the fabulous thing, but it had to be done.
It had to be done, that's right. We had to have milk and butter.
That's right.
And we didn't have.
That was the best we ever had.
The best we ever had.
That you go out there and get from your own kind.
Yeah, your own cow.
Make your own butter. That's butter.
Oh, butter.
Mm-hmm.
You've churned. You've done that, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.
I have, too.
Then I liked it, clabber milk.
Yeah.
I clabber. Put in some, eat it with a spoon.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
see that now.
No.
That day is past and gone.
You sure don't. You know that day is past
but.
But you
don't forget it.
No, we don't forget. Mm-hmm. That's the reason this cold morning made me think of what it was to get up and go out in the cold and work and do something like that. And I did when I was a girl. We had cows. We had some cows, and I had the milk.
Yes.
I didn't milk after I was married, though. I told my
so
husband I didn't know how to milk.
So he had the milk.
Well, I had other things to do.
That's right.
And so he did it. But that was one thing I remembered that was real cold to do, that I had to do. My mother was sick a lot, and so I didn't do too much cooking, but then I knew a little, not much, but
that's
I
right.
did do things like that.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that we used to eat clabber milk with a spoon.
I like buttermilk.
You do.
Mm-hmm. You eat clabber? You eat clabber?
Yes, if I could get in.
That's one thing we don't have anymore.
We don't have clabber no more, but we're talking about how good it was when we used to go out to the pen and milk our cow.
Uh-huh.
Bring the milk in the kitchen and the milk clabber there.
Mm-hmm. Then
get some oil to eat and put the oven churn it. Make butter.
Yeah.
That was butter then.
That was butter then, yeah.
And buttermilk.
Yes.
And so we don't have as good buttermilk even now as we used to have.
No.
We churn and we'd have leave little, there'd be little skims of butter kind of in the milk.
In the milk.
That's right, in the buttermilk.
And the buttermilk. And so it really would be real good.
Look at that. They just sick up there, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm. I see them.
Your birds?
Yeah, yes. them little sparrows, the little chippies.
Little chippies. Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, they're so small, Miss Daisy, if you didn't have them right outside your window, you couldn't see them.
You couldn't see them.
And this way,
well, now, look like the big boys left so they could get some.
Well, the big birds did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the big birds, I bet they're not flying around much today, though. I don't know where they can get something to eat. Too much wind.
That's right. And cold wind.
Yeah. Now, you see that little titmouse sitting on the stump?
Mm-hmm.
He's a little titmouse. Now, he's one of the cutest things you ever saw. They used to spend the winter up there where Mamu lives. If you kept feed out for them, they'd just spend the winter there. And they're there all the time. And one thing they just can't resist is a sunflower seed. They come and get a sunflower seed and take it off on the wood, on the limb and hold it and just shell it.
He got to get it open before he can eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get it open. Uh-huh. And you sit there and do that. We used to have a boy that stayed with us, and he would try to keep the squirrels away from the bird, bird thing. And he just tried to, everything he could think of. He'd shoot little old billets, sit there and just shoot them, bang them. And he'd go out and he'd put tin across the thing in some way so that he couldn't. They thought they couldn't run up the wire to get to it. We'd run wires, you know, to the window and all. And the squirrels would just come and just climb that wire, just climb it around. Have you seen them do that? Just upside down. They just go around and around up the wire to get to the place. Well, what did you think about that storm the other night, wasn't it?
That was bad.
It certainly was.
Now, hit a man say yes, did he? He said down here below, he called the name of the place, but I can't say that. Said it was a man told him it was hail fell at this place, big as a baseball.
Good night.
Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I told him, I said, well, there ain't nothing left there but the ground.
That's the truth. It's a baseball.
Now, I've never heard of hail being that large.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of hail being big as a baseball.
Some big, but not that big, no.
I've heard folks say, well, hail fell sitting in this place big as a hen egg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen it like that at home, big as a marvel.
Yeah, I have
but,
too.
Not as big as a ball. Told them that they got the 6 houses and do plenty of things if hail fell at that big.
Oh, my gracious. People, they really just knocked the houses down, tear them down, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And it won't be nice.
People, leaves.
Yes. Well, when you think about it, that's big, isn't it?
That's big.
Yeah.
And then you know it's got weight
on it, yeah.
Hidden against things.
Yeah, so.
And the wind mostly be blowing.
Yeah. It'd be a going on. The wind would be a going on.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it says the sun's all shining today, but it says it'll be cold tonight.
Yes. It's still cold out there.
Yeah, it's still cold. That wind makes it awful.
That's
feel
right.
Awful cold. Well, they got snow up where I live, though. They've got this cold weather and snow, too.
It's snowing up there now?
Yeah, it was snowing yesterday, last night. And not very too far from where I lived. It said it was just four above and it was going to get zero that night, last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, though, up there, though, the houses are awful, made strong and
that's
heavy.
Right.
And
that's right.
And the furnaces.
Now, one thing about up there and in Georgia, well, when it get cold, it stays.
Yes, it stays. It
stays cool. When you dress for winter, you can stay dressed.
Yeah.
But here, it's freezing today, and day after tomorrow, it's hot.
Sunday, it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Sunday, it was hot. Faye
yes.
was coming in and saying, whoop, just so hot. It's so hot.
Yeah,
all the windows and doors open. That makes us take cold, too, a lot of times. Yes, sir. How's Ben feeling?
Well, he's feeling better.
Well, good. He's got a good rest now.
Yes, and he's
you've
feeling
taken
much
good
better.
Care of him.
That's right.
Taking
that's one thing I think was wrong with him. He didn't take no care of himself.
No.
Down.
Mm-hmm.
He's just
right
down and weak and
mm-hmm.
sick.
Yeah.
Well, I feed him three times. You know, when he first come, he wouldn't half eat.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The most he did was sleep.
Yeah.
But he don't sleep so much now.
He don't?
No.
But
he eats and he long. Tall. Sit down, tall.
Not much to do around the place, though, is
no.
it? No. Though.
No. But he helps
bring
him get in wood
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Yeah, you burn wood
yes,
in
ma'am.
Your stove.
Yes,
ma'am. You having trouble getting wood? You don't have much.
No, I haven't had no trouble this winter getting wood. My boy, he been bringing me wood.
Where does he get it? From some?
I don't
do you
know
have
where
to buy?
Boy, get it. But I think, you know, the grubs up and fixing for wrenching through around trees and things.
Yeah.
Well, they're glad for somebody to get it off the ground where the grass can grow.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the way he gets lots of
Wood.
Wood. Mm-hmm. Yes. He got me some oak wood, some pine, and then he got me some fat lighted.
Oh, fat that will
yes, ma'am.
Catch on quick.
Catch quick.
Mm-hmm. That's kindling, what we
That's
used to
right.
call kindling.
Well, I still call it that.
You still call it kindling,
yes.
Just put a little of that in with a little paper or something.
And lay a little piece of paper in there.
Mm-hmm.
You got it started.
Had you rather live here in Florida than up in Georgia where you was raised?
Well,
I guess it's a different way.
Yes.
Different
yes,
time
different
of life.
That's right. Well, when I was in Georgia, I was satisfied.
You were satisfied and happy, yeah.
So I'm here and I'm
you were married
satisfied.
In Georgia, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You were married there and then
I'm
you
married
came.
There. Mm-hmm. Brought my family here.
Yeah, you already had your family before you came
before
to Florida.
Before I come here.
Mm-hmm.
My children were small, but I had them.
Uh-huh.
I ain't had none since I've been here.
Uh-huh.
So, I try to make myself satisfied.
Well, Daisy, I do
home.
Too. I, whatever, wherever, and whatever I'm doing, I try to be satisfied.
Be satisfied.
Yes. Well, I think that is what makes people happy.
That's right. And
if
then
you're always disturbed about something,
You don't get a thing out of life.
No, that's right.
Worration.
Just worry.
But I don't like that.
No.
Well, I'm home. Well, this is my home. Well, I'm happy. I like to be here. If I'm going to work, I'm going on and work. It don't bother me.
Not a bit.
Well, that's my job.
Yeah.
I belong on it.
Yeah.
And I'm going.
And you're glad?
You know, lots of folks, they worry too much.
Yeah.
They think work is so hard and this, that, and the other. Well, it's because they're lazy. They don't want to do it.
So, yeah, they're just lazy. That's right. Well, I reckon so. Sometimes I think the people who are lazy maybe are not well. We think they're lazy, well, maybe they're just not well.
Some folks make themselves sick. I know that. They think they're sick, but they just need to get up and move.
And get up and move,
that's right. Well, you don't feel bad. Now, I don't feel good all the time.
No, and I don't either.
No. But I goes on.
You just go on.
Sometimes I get up in the morning, I feel pretty bad. But I get up and get my coffee and get to doing something around there. Finally, I get my little bit of breakfast and I can get kind of straightened out then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And go on.
Going on. That sluggish feeling, it's going on.
Yeah.
In the air, going somewhere, it's going with me.
Uh-huh. You get to feeling pretty good.
That's right.
When you get interested in getting up. I've been having a little trouble with my knee lately. I don't know what.
Well,
up and down. I guess as older we get, well, get a little rheumatism.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my biggest trouble. It's my legs.
Your legs.
Knees.
Do the legs ache?
Yes. So I tell them. Well,
I put the hot pad on me. I have a hot pad in there and put it on my knee the other night and I thought I turned it off. I went on sleeping on. I don't like to leave it on when I'm asleep.
That's right.
And I thought it turned off, so I turned it on high. And it woke me up after a while. And I was so hot. Ooh, I was hot there. So I immediately then turned it off right. But I just turned it the wrong way. And it really got hot. I don't know whether it does any good or not, but I just imagine it does anyway. Feels maybe a little better sometimes. Faith got on pants this morning, hadn't you? I thought about putting on some myself. And I decided not to.
How many sweaters did I have on?
Four.
Yeah,
four sweaters.
That sounds like my other daughter. It don't sound like her, though.
How many you got on?
Two.
She got on two. Yeah. She said that old sluggish feeling just gets up and goes around and says it just goes away somewhere when she gets up and goes to work. She sometimes feels sluggish that way, and I do too. Like I don't want to do anything. Well, how about the Richardson's baby, a grandbaby? Do they
just
bring it over? Do you ever get to see it?
No. Yes. See, I go work every Friday and Saturday morning.
And
where
they bring
see
it?
Its grandmother keeps it.
Oh, she does?
Its mother work.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The baby's teaching school, so you see, Miss Lois, she quit.
And she's letting her daughter-in-law then do the work.
So the children's is working and she is taking care of the baby.
Oh,
that's a job.
And so to she, take care of baby.
You mean all the week? Does she take care
yes,
of all
ma'am.
The week?
Yes, ma'am. Take care of all the week.
Now, how old is it
every
now?
Day she, what? She take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some days she don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Why she keep it upset.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she teaches school.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, a boy or a girl?
Good.
Girl.
Don't ask me what's your name.
You don't know the name?
I don't know anything.
Is it a hard name?
Oh, these late babies' names is hard to me.
That's right. They're not
just common.
Common name.
Mm-hmm.
There's something else.
Something else.
Well, it's getting pretty good size now, though, isn't
it's
it?
It's a big baby. Miss Miles, how old is that baby? When was he born? December?
I just don't remember.
I don't either.
Well, he's not walking, though.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not sitting up yet.
Oh, it's not sitting up.
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I was thinking it was
but she is a big one.
But big. Big girl.
Yes, this is big girl.
Well, that makes Miss Lois have more work to do around the place
mm-hmm.
then, don't
mm-hmm.
it? Oh, does your work... you don't do as much
oh, no,
as you used
I
to,
don't
though, do
much.
You?
I go Friday morning. I go Saturday morning. And she got a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything electric, the house remodeling.
You don't well, have to wash dishes now.
No, she put them in there. Washing.
But you just do ironing mostly.
Just do ironing mostly. Little house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a new house.
Mm. So
it's not much to do.
Not much to do. It's a clean old new house. What, where does the boy live? Does he live up in?
He live in McIntosh.
McIntosh. Well, they
him
have
and his wife live in McIntosh.
Mm-hmm.
His
well,
sister, she's stay in Lakeland. She mm-hmm. teach school down there.
Mm-hmm. She ain't married.
No, her girl, the girl ain't married.
Mm-hmm. You've been with them a long time.
Yes, ma'am. I was there for them children come there.
Mm-hmm.
Long time. Now, I done stayed there and they done got grown and married and got children.
Yes.
You were there when they brought the children in?
Yes, ma'am. Long time before they brought them in.
Did they bring them in together?
Yes,
the same time they got
same
them?
Time.
Are they twins? They are.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. It really is fun to be in. So they really didn't have to be separated, and that made it nice for children.
Mm-hmm.
Where little brother and sister, if they're very devoted, and have to be taken away from each other, and
that's right.
And they don't have any mother and daddy either.
That's right.
Be with.
You know, that's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't think Ben will go back then, anytime?
I don't know.
You can't tell about him, can you?
No.
If he gets able to do it, while he'll be a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, I've got you some split pea soup with ham. You think that'll help you on a cold day?
Sure. I'll go home and have some for my dim.
Oh, that'll be fine.
I like it a whole lot.
She give me some of the best soup.
She get, well, I just love soup. She feeds me on soup and it all the time.
Oh, she do?
Yeah.
I love it, too.
I don't believe I've had any of that split pea soup.
Well, not recently, but we have it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
guess you better go, Hattie.
Guess we'd I'll run Miss Daisy down. You can do your dishes, and I'll be back. We'll
okay, I'll wash the dishes then.
I'll open the door over here. I have to pull back the drape.
She pulls back the drape, yeah.
Yes, sir.
He put them up last night when that wind was blowing around.
Well,
yeah, I'll see you some more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy. She got on a heavier skirt today.
Ma'am?
You got on a heavier skirt today.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. Enjoy the visit. I'm coming down. You tell her, Faye.
All right. Okay.
Oh, chilly, is my room?
Yeah, your room's warm, though. It's warmer than mine.
I think Faye turned yours down instead of up.
She did, too. I have expected to get warmer, but it just looked like it's cold.
Now, this is the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 9th of February, 1971, Channel 2, Channel 1 over. This is Channel 1 over with the big mic. This is Channel 1 over with the big mic on the big machine. This is the end of Channel 1, the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 9th of February, 1971. And this is Channel 1 over with the big microphone with the big machine. Thank you.
If you were down there, observing it.
Yeah.